Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Hotline. The hotline has been busy today, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We go back out there now. Our usual noon guest on Fridays during football season, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays from 11 until 1, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Nick, we have a pretty notable college game in these parts tomorrow. We will start there first and then make our detour to the NFL. The backyard brawl, Pitt and West Virginia. The Panthers going to Morgantown is a 7-point favorite, at least at my last check. It may have changed in the last hour or two. How do you feel about Pitt going into that game where 2 years ago people witnessed one of the ugliest football games in the history of man?
Right. So you are right, Donnie, and great to be on with you on this Football Friday. Pitt currently sitting a 7.5-point favorite. The total in the game is sitting at 55.5. I'm going to be honest with you. I have personally not done a lot of handicapping of this game, but because there's a million great college games and all the NFL games this weekend. But from the people that I have spoken to, they believe that West Virginia plus 7.5 is a good bet. From the people, that, again, that I have spoken to, with the thought being Rich Rod back, some familiarity there. That's all I have to give you here, is that smart people I talk to like West Virginia, I have not done a lot of work on this game. I've hit all the big college games and every NFL game, not a ton on this game with Pitt and West Virginia.
Well, that makes Austin and I feel smart, because the first segment of the show, we both had the feeling, yeah, Pitt will win, but it will be a lot more difficult than what most fans are thinking. So,
which is generally the deal with Pitt football, right?
Yeah, absolutely it is. When it comes to the Steelers on Sunday, as we flip to the NFL, a field goal favorite at home against the Seahawks. I want to start with the point total, though. It's sitting at 40.5. Do you feel as if it should be a little bit higher after what we saw the Steelers do on offense last week?
See, I think, Donnie, it really comes down to like what your opinion is, because we're not going to know the answer until after the game's played, obviously. What your opinion is on both the Steelers game last week against the Jets, and also like Seattle's game against San Francisco, where the Seattle offense was stuck in the mud all game long against the San Francisco 49ers defense, and I don't think the 49ers defense is that great. And do you think, you the person listening or watching, and Donnie, you also, like, do you think, and I'm in on the Steelers this year, and I like Aaron Rodgers more than most, but do we think like that's the baseline of the Steelers offense, where Rodgers maybe won't throw for four touchdowns every week, but they have a lot of success through the air, and Arthur Smith schemes the guys open? And also, do we think that the Steelers defense is going to be a train wreck this year? And Patrick Queen after the game said, we played like bleep. And they did. And if not for Chris Boswell with the 60-yard field goal, like, we're talking about the 0-1 Pittsburgh Steelers and the Xavier Gibson fumble on the kickoff, and then Pittsburgh scores again to go up 31-26. So as far as the total is concerned, I would personally lean towards the under. And the reason why I would lean towards the under is I don't like Seattle's offense, even if I'm a little concerned about what Pittsburgh's defensive effort was. And by the way, Donnie, also, like, the injury report right now is not great for the Steelers defensively. Now, we're waiting on the Friday injury report to come out. But as of last night, like, we know Deshaun Elliott's out. They had to sign Jabril Peppers. We know Derek Harmon's out. Joey Porter Jr. didn't practice on either Wednesday or Thursday. If they were facing a better offense, I would be way more worried here. But Seattle's got one legitimate wide receiver in Jaxon Smith-Njigba, a conservative head coach, but a great defensive coach in Mike McDonald. So I think the Steelers might be able to get away with it. But I think the reason why the spread is so low and the total so low is because Seattle's defense is awesome, and Mike McDonald's an awesome defensive coach. And they held the Niners down the entire game, and the Niners got away with it at the end with Brock Purdy throwing a couple balls up for grab that went San Francisco's way. So I can see why the total's low. I can see why the Steelers are just a three-point favorite here. My opinion is I think everything's just right. I think if it ever went down to 2.5, I'd look to bet Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh by 3 sounds like a pretty likely outcome here. I do think the Steelers, Donnie, will win the game on Sunday.
So to you, it sounds like a vintage Mike Tomlin ugly win for the Steelers in a couple of days.
Yeah, I would anticipate the Steelers' defense being better than it was last week and the Steelers' offense not being as good as it was last week. And Pittsburgh emerging victorious at the end. I have way more faith in Aaron Rodgers in a big spot than I do in Sam Darnold. If you gave me money and made me bet the game, I would lay the Steelers. I would lay the 3 with Pittsburgh just because I think Seattle's offense is going to be pretty bad this year. But I don't feel super confident in that take. I do think, Donnie, the Steelers will win on Sunday and improve to 2-0.
We had a revenge game last week. Aaron Rodgers going back to play the Jets. Justin Fields also playing the Steelers, and he played well in his own right. Another one for a notable Steeler on Sunday, Nick. DK Metcalf getting to play the Seahawks for the first time. How do you find these normally go in the betting markets? Do you find that people kind of sucker themselves into thinking, oh man, this guy playing the old team for the first time over on all of his numbers?
Well, let's see what the number currently is at BetMGM. So the number for DK Metcalf right now is 64.5. I like that over for DK Metcalf. I like the Seahawks defense a lot, and I do think the Seahawks defense is excellent. But we did see them get burned down the field a number of times last week in the game by Ricky Pearsall. And, you know, Metcalf is going to be extra motivated here, obviously. And that doesn't mean that he's going to go over just because he's motivated. But even Mike Tomlin talked about it this week. Like, DK might not say it, but obviously he's playing against a team that traded him, that didn't want to give him all that money. The Steelers did. And we did see DK when he got away from Sauce Gardner last week. Like, he did have an effective game for the Steelers in the passing attack. So if you made me bet, I think DK Metcalf gets into the 70s this week. His receiving yards prop currently sitting at 64.5. And I am not, like, terribly impressed with what we've seen thus far from Reek Woolen, who's one of Seattle's top corners. He had a couple mental lapses at the end of the game that really led to the Seahawks losing this past Sunday. So I would take the over if I had to do something on DK Metcalf.
Talking to our Odyssey Sports betting insider, Nick Kostos, host of You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick, let's take a look at some of the other games around the NFL this weekend. Another AFC North matchup, Cleveland at Baltimore. This spread is huge. 11.5 is what Baltimore is laying at home. Now, the Browns went out yesterday and gave Derrick Henry in particular some bulletin board material. Grant Delpit saying it is not very difficult to take down Derrick Henry. That makes me feel, as we just talked about some individual player props, that makes me feel, hey, I better go out and bet on Derrick Henry's over and a Derrick Henry touchdown on Sunday.
Yeah, so let's see what Henry's number is right now. Henry's current rushing yards number in this game at BetMGM is 96.5. Like, honestly, like, that feels right to me. Just for reference and for context, on Sunday night against Buffalo, the number was like 79.5. It was ridiculous. So we've gone up almost 20 yards. I think, like, we're way closer to right. Basically, will he have 100 yards or not? I mean, he could, obviously. That's not a bet that I necessarily want to make. I just think that looks right to me. As far as the game is concerned, I just think this all looks right. Ravens favored by more than 10, but less than 14 and less than 13, I think is right. The total looks about right to me. Donnie, if I had to bet the game, I guess I'd lay the Ravens. They're saying all the right things coming out of the meltdown on Sunday night against the Buffalo Bills. And I'll actually take this in a different direction just for your audience here in Pittsburgh, where I'm kind of candidly, like, I'm fantasizing about January and the opportunity to get the Steelers on the road in the postseason at either Buffalo or Baltimore. I'm going to like the Steelers in either of those games, plus the points. And maybe now Kansas City is a different story here, but you see it year after year with this Ravens team, right? And I know last year the Ravens beat them at the end of the year and then thumped them in the wild card game. I think this Steelers team with Aaron Rodgers is way different than that Steelers team last year with Russell Wilson. And Justin Tucker obviously lost the Ravens the first game, all the missed field goals in the first game when the Steelers got them. So I kind of look at that and that collapse, and I say, I don't think the Ravens are a serious football team as far as like winning a Super Bowl is concerned. I think that had you, if you're a Steelers fan, that had to make you feel better about Pittsburgh's place in the hierarchy of the AFC this past Sunday night.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the other teams you mentioned there, Nick, Kansas City, the Chiefs and Eagles, one of the big games this weekend. It'll be the 4:25 national TV game on Sunday afternoon. Philly going into Kansas City -1, so basically a pick 'em. Am I a fool here for thinking easy Philadelphia win in this game?
I can't say you're a fool, right? The point spread in the game is 1, right? So you could, it feels like it's like a coin flip before the game starts. Mm-hmm. If I had to bet the game, I would bet the Chiefs. I do think that the Eagles defense is a step back from where it was last year. It's a desperate spot for Kansas City. Would I be shocked at all if the Eagles won? I wouldn't. So I am not likely to bet the side of the game. But what I do like in this game, Donnie, and I think you can find, if you look, a 46.5. And not to get into like betting jargon here, but it's a difference between 46.5 and 47. 47, one of the key numbers when you think about betting totals in the NFL, where if you like the over in the game like I do, try to find a 46.5 and bet the over. Where Kansas City's defense was kind of like alarmingly bad last Friday night in Brazil against the Chargers, most notably the pass defense. And I don't say that to minimize, Donnie, what Justin Herbert did. He was magnificent in the game. But when Quentin Johnston and Keenan Allen are having a ton of success against your defense, I just think, like, what's A.J. Brown going to do after one catch for 8 yards in the opener? What's Devontae Smith going to do? Especially considering Dallas Goedert's unlikely to play. We'll see about today's practice for the Eagles, but he didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday. And whenever Goddard doesn't play, Devontae Smith goes off and vice versa. So I'll likely be on a Devontae Smith over receiving yards in this game. So I think the Eagles will be able to throw. And on the flip side, I talked about it all summer, and then we watched it last Thursday night in the opener against the Cowboys, where Adoree Jackson was burnt like toast that entire game by Dallas. And Vic Fangio, Philly's defensive coordinator, came out earlier this week and said the plan is for Adoree to start again at a boundary corner spot, which tells you that like no one else is, like he's the best option they've got opposite Quinyon Mitchell. Like that's not good. And I know Xavier Worthy might not play and Rashee Rice is suspended, but I'm not a huge fan of this Eagles pass defense. I'll play the over in the game. I think both offenses should find success.
Nick, what is your favorite bet on the board this weekend across the NFL? It could be a point total. It could be a point spread. It could be some sort of player prop, whatever it is. What do you got?
All right, so I like a bunch. I'll give you one, and we'll go with the team in the AFC North. I like the Bengals at home against the Jaguars, but I would like to bet -3. So for people out there that are like, what does that mean? So the point spread right now is Cincinnati -3.5, but all the juice is on Jacksonville, which means that this is close to dropping down to 3, that there's been betting interest on the road team, the Jaguars. Now, Cincy's offense had 7 yards of offense in the second half against Cleveland this past weekend, and the Jaguars looked awesome in thumping the Carolina Panthers. To me, that is way more about Bryce Young being overmatched and the Panthers maybe being the worst team in the league. And Trevor Lawrence, and I'm a Trevor Lawrence guy, I bet the Jaguars to win the AFC South before the season. I bet them last week. I played them in Survivor. Trevor Lawrence missed Brian Thomas and was missing receivers all game long. And we've seen the Browns have success defensively against Joe Burrow and this Bengals offense since Jim Schwartz has been the defensive coordinator. So I'm willing to chalk that up for the Bengals as week one struggles like they always have, struggles against the Cleveland Browns. Here comes Jacksonville's defense, which I think looked better because of the opponent. If the point spread's going to be 3, I think there's a big time bounce back for Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. I'd like to lay the Bengals, Donnie, but I want to lay -3 at home this weekend, not -3.5.
Nick Costos. Nick, great stuff, man. We will talk to you again next Friday.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And let's go Steelers, baby. Let's keep getting these wins over the win total. Let's march towards a postseason berth.
There we go. Thanks, Nick.
You got it.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. So some great stuff there from Nick Kostos. He likes the Steelers again this weekend. Austin, I can't help but take away what he said in the middle there. He said he can't wait for January. He cannot wait if it is a Steelers-Ravens or Steelers-Bills matchup to bet on the Steelers.
Yeah, that's what significantly stood out to me too, Donnie, because we know the lack of playoff success that the Steelers have had, and frankly, the getting blown out in the first quarter of playoff games that the Steelers have had. And I guess it's the Aaron Rodgers effect, right? It has to be how he's made this look like, and I know it's just one game, a competent offense again, where, hey, Aaron Rodgers is making checks at the line of scrimmage. Donnie, I didn't think quarterbacks were allowed to do that in Pittsburgh, where he's been given that freedom. A lot of people doubted, oh, would Aaron even be allowed to do that? Of course, it's Aaron Rodgers. Of course he's going to be allowed to check at the line of scrimmage and see things. He's got one of the best brains at the quarterback position that anybody has seen at being able to make checks at the line, get people to jump offside, stuff like that. So, man, I don't think that they'd win any of those games, but to cover, I still need to see more from this offense. I'm not ready after just one game to say that.
Yeah, I would really need to see this over the course of a full season. And it's not like they have to score 34 points in every game, but if the offense is consistent, like a 25-plus point scorer, and they are in the upper echelon, we could say, or maybe in like that second or even third tier of the NFL when it comes to offense, then yeah, that would be a little bit different. But I, after just one game, am very hesitant to say they would step into Baltimore or Buffalo and either win the game outright or even cover a spread, because the recent playoff history has not shown that. Now, that is months down the road, and maybe we'll get into that more with Nick when the time comes, but I couldn't help but be taken aback a little bit by that when he said it. So some good insight there around some games in the NFL. We will pick some of these games later. I believe Austin has 8 set aside. We will have to contact Joe at some point over the weekend, I assume, to get some of his picks on the game. But coming up, we have ourselves a Bechtold breakdown. And Austin, what are some of the headlines that you want to dive into here in a few minutes?
Yeah, Donnie, this Penguins news with Marc-Andre Fleury, really cool. Let's talk about that for a little bit and what ultimately it means. I saw a all 21st century team, Pitt and West Virginia style. What roster do you like better? Plus, CBS Sports has released the new Steeler mock draft. Who does CBS Sports have the Steelers taking? I think you might be able to guess, Donnie. That's coming up next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.